And he's telling the record.
And welcome y'all to Black of the Berry Midnight. It's the man Dean. That's the man Los. And guess what? We got special guests in the building, y'all.
The debut. The long-awaited debut.
You can find it at Rob_B_Knowing.
Or you can just look up.
But her name is Raquel, y'all. Or Miss Raquel by the end of this conversation.
Nah, not Miss Raquel.
Miss Raquel, if you're nasty.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know if y'all know. Miss Raquel is an amateur porn star. So,
no. Oh, get the fuck out of here, really? Yes. Oh, never mind. My bad.
Ron, you're nasty.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I don't know if y'all know.
Whatever you're into, okay?
All right. Yeah. Oh, we here.
Oh, yeah. So VTB got their own Ratchet Coordinator, their resident Ratchet in the building.
Talk about it.
Their Ratchet expert. You know what I'm saying?
Cue the applause.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not a Ratchet applause. It's like, yes! It's like little babies.
Yes!
Yeah. So,
Oh, shit.
We're going to get into the hilariousness that is Back of the Berry Midnight.
Let's do it.
So, I thought about this. You know, we know each other for a long time.
A little bit.
So, you tell me whenever I tell you something about a female who I'm messing with or someone I'm dating, you tell me if I'm doing some fuckboy shit. And you're very clear on that. So, I want you to tell the people out there, what is a fuckboy? Come closer.
A fuckboy is an ain't shit nigga.
Come a little closer. There we go.
There you go.
That's what he said.
Oh, we're taking it there.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
A fuckboy is basically an ain't shit nigga that wants to waste your time.
Oh.
That he don't really got no goals for you, no real aspirations of where, like, we trying to go, what we trying to do here, but he just trying to get in where he fit in, and while he getting in where he fit in other places too.
Mm. So they're the bullshit and not the builders.
Yeah.
So I have a question. So would it be okay then if you had an individual who had aspirations and dreams for the both of you, but he just happened to fuck every woman that, you know, not every woman that moves, but he had some.
Enjoy.
Okay.
Go cry in the back of a Rolls Royce.
No, I'm
saying, like, I understand you could love somebody and do them. I'm like, nah. Because at the same time, like, I just feel like if you fuck with somebody heavy like that, like, it's certain shit that you wouldn't do, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's how I feel. Because I wouldn't, I love somebody, I'm not going to violate. So I suspect the same type of time. So don't tell me, like, men try to be like, oh, now I love you, but you know, as a man, I'm not hearing that.
Oh, no. I agree with that. But I was just saying, because the way your definition at first, I was like, huh, let me just, I had to be a journalist.
Now, here's the thing. Can there be fuck girls?
Yes. These bitches out here nowadays, the fuck? These bitches is fuck bitches, okay?
These bitches ain't shit but hoes and trick.
Yo, half these bitches, not all of them.
Matter of fact, you know what I saw?
You got some fuck girlfriends?
Not real friends. Mm. I got some fuck girl homegirls.
Okay.
Like my actual friends, no.
Yeah.
But I got homegirls. I got, you know, everybody got a friend, like a homegirl. It's always one whole ass homegirl. That everybody got. Like,
all right, here's my question. Does she know that she's a hoe?
She probably claims
real
it.
Talk, I don't know if she knows she's a hoe.
None of y'all, like none of y'all had a conversation and, you know, just been like, you know, girl, you know, you
been out there.
You suck five dicks in 3 days. Like,
nah, I mean, low key.
That's count pockets. That's count pockets.
I know, right? Because like, I want to pull my cards. Like, it's not about me. It's about you. But no, I don't think she really knows she a hoe. I just think.
Can you really not know that you a hoe? Let's have a conversation.
You can be a blip.
Men know when they be a hoe.
No, you know why? The reason I don't think she don't know is because, and I don't want to say too much because I don't want her to be looking at this and know she the whole friend. Whoopsie.
She's like, I know this bitch ain't coming.
No, but I know, right?
What are some qualities and reasons why a woman? Why? Let's first get a why is she a hoe, and then why are there some women out there who are hoeing, but they don't believe that they are hoeing? Break it down for the people. They need to know this. This is the shit they came for. We need this.
And you're not talking from experience, are you?
No. I mean, I think every girl had a little hoe phase. I've had my whole face. No, it's not life or nothing like that. Like, I wasn't out here hoe.
You didn't have a whole
and
face?
To be honest, let me tell you, this is something I came up with and don't think I'm a hoe because of this shit, but that's something I was thinking about. I feel like you only a hoe if niggas know.
That's facts.
Like, if nobody could facts. Tell, like, I went through, about it, yeah, like, facts. I went through a whole phase, but nobody could really be like, oh, you're a hoe. Like, nobody could so tell me I went through my whole phase, but fuck my know. Friend. Yeah, nobody could be like, yo, you a hoe. How? I'm a hoe.
Who you know?
No, yeah, like, tell me.
Yeah, the fuck? Yeah, yeah.
Facts, facts.
Even if I am a hoe, how you know, nigga? Yeah. Like, facts. I ain't fucking your niggas. Yeah. The fuck?
Facts, facts, so. Facts. Put it's them like on the game. Ticker. Put them on the
like
game.
Yeah, so.
Nah, but listen, for all you ladies out there, stop being loose. Listen, don't be loose in the streets.
Facts.
Button your shit up. Everybody don't need to know your business. But back to your friend who's hoeing. Can we know?
It's not an intervention for her.
No. I don't want to know. Yeah, because we here now. So I need to. This story has been constructed, and I need to know how she out here sucking 15 dicks.
You know why?
She
no, Dean out here like da da da. Captain Zabel.
I'm not saving shit but biscuits.
I smell a dance on the stress.
I ain't saving shit, bitch. You about to drown.
I
be looking for Dean to help you.
I don't know.
She's the reason I think that she may not know is because in her head she has actual feelings to these niggas.
Oh.
So you know, like some bitches
you
know,
can't
like
have 15 boyfriends,
oh,
girl.
Yeah, like some people like they meet somebody and then they be like, oh, I'm fucking him and I'm moving to somebody else. But like I really think in her head, I'm not saying I don't think her feelings really be that deep, but in her mind, she thinks like you know some people you meet and they be like, oh, I love this person, I love this person. Or I really like
after like 1 week.
Yeah, like not saying she's like that, but she's low key. She like that. So so she's one of the person that she be thinking she got real feelings
in short towards spans.
And I mean not for nothing, she should know she a hoe because mad niggas know she a mad and she's so pretty. But mad people know she a hoe.
All right, so what is the definition of being a hoe?
Promiscuous.
Besides no. Besides people knowing that you're a hoe, but like, is there a number we can associate it with? So it's like, for instance, like
a threshold.
Like, can we put out here? Hey, listen, if you fuck three niggas within like a fucking 96 window hour period, you got some.
Oh,
problems.
Hours?
Oh, that's stoddish.
Fuck but unless it was a train.
Yeah, oh, which even that's yeah.
But then isn't that thought behavior? I ain't gonna front. I'm on Facebook and I've seen.
I thought
stuff.
You about to make a real confession. You know,
no, I'm on Facebook. Front. I'm on Facebook. I've seen. No, no. Well, listen to this.
6 hours.
listen to this.
It shamed me.
I look on Facebook and then I see women who were hoes in high school. I see
now
women
they married and shit.
Who were hoes in college?
Drea was right. And your wholeness could get deleted. Like,
no, nah, it can't because you know why? Because guess what? All it takes is the right motherfucker with the right story, and that motherfucker's whole shit is blown the fuck up.
Wait, no.
Because
hold on. Let's just bring it down here for a second. What did you just say?
Your wholeness can get no. Let me rephrase that. I don't think your wholeness can get deleted, but it can
is
get
it like a credit
it's
report, like after 7 years.
It's a statute of limitation. It's a statute of limitation on that shit. I'm telling you. It's a statute of limitation on being a hoe.
It gets a sponge off your credit.
I'm telling you, after like
talk
after
about the
good,
whole fact. Talk
after,
about the whole fact.
I want to see after it's like 5 years, record. Shorty. After 5 years living a good life, you ain't a hoe no more, sis. Don't let these niggas tell you nothing.
Nah, but everybody you can still have whole tendencies though.
You can have whole tendencies, but if you not doing acting whole, yeah, if you not doing whole shit, and you used to be a hoe after like 5, 6.
But then wouldn't you just be considered a reform hoe?
No,
a born again hoe.
No, I just think you. You just not a hoe no more. Forget it. Forget all of that.
So you can literally turn a hoe into a housewife.
I mean, yeah.
You said, wait, what?
You can turn a hoe into a house. Look how many hoes is in. Bro.
No, first
Kim
of all,
Kardashian
first of all.
Is famous off of a sex tape, and she's a hoe.
Well, first of all.
And they still put that bitch in songs.
Yeah. Kim K, but Kim K is different than like, all right, let's look at all these Atlanta housewife hoes. Mm. Let's look at all these New Jersey hoes. All these housewife hoes.
They're loving hip-hops and shits.
These loving hip-hop bitches, especially the basketball wives, it's like, yo, you claim the fame as your man.
Or
it's
not like, even that. They're X-Men. Some of them was
exactly.
Like, I mean, not even married to dude.
Because no. Evelyn a hoe.
You want to talk about having women stand on an even pedestal. That shit is fuckery. Like, you're literally happy that you just snagged some dude who's fucking doing well for himself and can fucking dunk and is somewhat famous.
I mean,
getting famous.
I mean, that's their form of winning a championship.
Fuck it. What, not for nothing, like... I'm not knocking it, bro. So at you're the a gold digger. I'm saying I'm not knocking like a bitch doing it. Like, if you a nigga and you know what type of time bitches be on and you willing to, who am I to be like, no, do not give this bitch money.
You're right.
Nigga, if y'all down for it, nigga, if, yo, anybody out here know an older white man that, that want a sugar
give
baby
him your cash
without the sugar?
Give him your cash app so that way they
want a sugar baby, no sugar.
Give him your cash app, let him give it to you. I'm saying
he want his belly rub every now and again. Send that, okay? Tell him to follow me.
You trying to be on the yacht? Okay,
we're not soliciting no sugar babies out here on the show. Listen. That's not, especially no damn old white man. That's definitely happening.
Yo, nah, them black niggas gonna want some puss. Them old black niggas definitely gonna be like, come here, baby.
They gonna still be active.
Yo, you know, listen, the blue chew. Before you come in the room, go in there and get my medicine.
Yo, pass exact,
that to, bring me some water because we about to.
Nah.
I'm gonna bring you back to 45, girl.
I say I want a sugar daddy, but like, God forbid he really wants some sugar. I'm gonna be like,
right.
I'm a bitch up. I'm a bitch up. I'm be like, oh, I don't want
to. Get his head out of his ass. Start crying. Start crying. Yeah, my stomach hurt.
I'm telling you, I would, and I always be like, oh, yeah, I want to be a sugar daddy. Yeah, don't let me.
I have a question. Since we're on sugar dads, I could. This is like actually like a good segue.
Is it?
Yeah, because listen, cause some women like sugar daddies. But I want to know, a woman's perspective. Why do so many women just love hood niggas? What's up with it? Talk about it. Can we?
Hi, my name is Raquel, and I love hood niggas.
Hi, Raquel.
Hi, guys. I love a hood nigga, and let me tell you now that I'm older, I'll be like, I'm gonna leave these hood niggas on, and then I'll be like, okay, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get a nigga that's hood, but at the same time, he not, don't get me wrong, I like hood niggas, but I don't like no on the block ass nigga, like, you selling dime bags, my nigga, I'm not here for that, I leave them that shit for the bitches in the hood, but I'm a dominant person. I'm aggressive. I'm a little ratchet too. Like, I'm hood too, to be honest. Like, so I like somebody that's like that.
Alpha.
Hood niggas got that dominant personality. I'm like that because as dominant as I am, when somebody's dominant, not with like anger and voice, I'm submissive. So I like that dominance, that rough. Like,
you don't gotta be a hood nigga. You don't gotta be a hood nigga.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, but you don't gotta be a hood nigga to get that though. Oh shit. Yeah. Okay, my bad. Okay, I'm gonna let you have your moment. My bad. Let me shut up.
Yeah, you saw that? I was like, what? Yeah.
Yo,
on?
Nah, I
she went
love,
somewhere.
Yo.
Daquan. If you don't put that pack in your pocket,
I don't know. I don't like niggas that smoke cigarettes. No bogeys, bro. No bogeys.
Bust me down, bro.
Don't go to the bodega and get a Lucy. She ain't fucking with it.
And another thing, disclaimer, because I am a New York girl and I'm a hood girl. So people like to think because I talk aggressively, you know how they make memes about bitches like me and be like, oh,
nah,
yeah, bitches
son.
Like, yo, you better kill this shit, nigga. You better rock. You better kill my shit. Throw this. No, nigga, that's not me. And I'm hood. In the street, in the sheets, I'm a lady.
Yo, get the fuck out of here.
I'm a lady.
Get
out of here. Talk nasty. Not like, I don't talk like this in the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I might high five you. I ain't gonna hold you. I'll definitely high five you. If somebody's popping in bed, I'm like, we did that.
I'd be like, okay. What the fuck was okay. that?
No, so low key, I don't know, like somebody I'm talking to, something like that. I like high fiving and like I'm a
dapping
person that
them up.
Yeah. Look, I don't know why. Like I literally we could be sitting right here.
You're a chick. That's the girl.
We could literally be right here and I'd be like my son's father, like sometimes like if my son do something, I'd be like, yo, we did that.
We were half.
So I'd just be like, when he mad at me, I'd be like, I ain't a good fuck out of here. Some other nigga can get me dapped then. Fuck out of here.
Oh.
I mean, we're not together, so. Okay. I'm single, so.
Oh, shit.
Any hood niggas over 6'2"?
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, let's get.
What's up with that bullshit?
No, let's get into that. First of all, what categorizes them as a hood nigga? And what is two hood? That's one. And then is why is there a height requirement?
Two hood is them niggas you cannot bring nowhere. Mm. You know, with certain niggas you can't bring nowhere. You can't bring niggas around him because that nigga always on go.
Yeah.
I'm those type of niggas. I don't want. Cause not for nothing. Like, anybody about to be punching me because you get into a brawl and now I'm getting beat up too. Like, my nigga, and niggas ain't beating me up. Just so you know, bitches and niggas ain't beating me up because I fight too. So don't play me. But
she said she got that thing.
Okay,
you run up on you with the thing.
I don't like hood niggas like that. I hate niggas because not for nothing. Like, I'm a person that. To be honest, I'm a person that you can't just bring anybody around me because when somebody vibe is off, like, that will blow my whole shit. And I'm a fighter, like, to be honest. Like, so when I see you start moving funny and I'm not like, and I can't trust you, I really would be chilling, like, the whole time. And I might want to fight you too, to be honest. So I don't want no nigga that's too much on goal. Like, no. Yeah. Especially I'm a person that has male friends. I'm a flirtatious person too. I could not want you at all and I be think you cute and I be flirting with you. I don't want no nigga to be like, oh nah, now I'm about to shoot this nigga. Like, whoa.
How do we get
locked
there?
Up. I'm not holding you. If you get locked up, you want to be a hood nigga with me, I'm letting you know right the fuck now. I'm a rider and all that. I hold you down as a friend. You heard? When you get locked up, I'm definitely not holding it down like that. Fuck, you gonna get 25 to life. All right, come no, home. My no, child's gonna no. be 20, boy.
That nigga's a whole murderer.
I'm not. Facts.
25 to life is a whole murderer. I'm talking about a 5 to 10. Right, you hold somebody down for a 5 to 10?
A 5 to 10? No, my
three,
nigga.
3 to 5?
No, my nigga. The fuck?
What about,
I'm not
what
wasting.
About 6 months in a county jail?
Yo, not for next. 6 months, I'll be down. 6 months, breathe, baby. I can do that. I be working anyway, so 6 months is nothing. Yeah, but stupid. I'm not doing no long. No, nigga, I'm not doing no. I've talked to niggas that was locked up. I talked to a couple niggas that was locked up.
How does that happen? Letters and shit? How do you think you were doing letters and accepting them calls? Wasn't that shit expensive? Yeah.
It is low-key expensive. Like, but not for nothing. The reason I do that is
how's it
because
worth it then?
It's worth
ain't
it.
Ain't nothing like her love, bro.
Nah. Like,
when you put your hand on that glass.
No, but you
got
to really. See, not all jails like that.
So
when you
much.
Got jail, it'd be like like Long Island, it'd be like a table like this, and you sitting here.
Yeah. But can y'all touch each other or no?
You can't
touch like this. They tell you can't touch each other, but some places they be like, they let you rock with the. But if you hugging and doing too much, they dub that. Like, they not.
Yeah, because that's contraband and all that could be, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But as far as talking to niggas when they locked up, like, truthfully, one reason why I really do it is because when a nigga get locked up, people that he run into town with, yeah, them niggas don't be giving a fuck about them. Like, yeah. I used to talk to a boy, like, when he was in the town getting money, niggas was on, like, oh, niggas caught a nigga every day. When that nigga got locked up, nobody was checking for boy, and that nigga wasn't even for. He was in Rikers, nobody was checking for boy. Wow. So it was even time he used to be on the phone with the nigga. He's like, oh, what's going on in the town? I used to be like, nigga, what you worried about the town? The town ain't even worried about you.
That's like, my question. Like, why, like, why would you, why invest your time into that? Because the minute they get out, they won't give you that same respect.
Nah, but to be honest, any nigga that I used to talk to when he was locked up, I never wanted them, like, I never wanted to be like, oh, when you come home, I want to be with you. I really just held it down, like.
They need somebody.
As a companion, like, yeah, just so you have that companionship. Like, you got that friend, okay, somebody you can count on.
Do
like,
some of them pictures,
I'll do
though.
You. What kind of pictures? I mean, I sent a couple pictures. I don't know, like, but not nothing crazy. Not nothing crazy.
Niggas up, yo, Selly.
Yo.
Yo, check out my shorty on the outside. Oh, why you carrying a dime, son? Word of mother,
no,
bro.
I ain't gonna find. I've definitely sent a couple flicks, but nothing, nothing, because you can't even send nothing crazy like that. But I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, and then now you not for nothing. Like, niggas get hype when they got a little pretty joint coming to see them and all of that. Cause you ever visit somebody on the visiting floor? You on the dance floor, bro. You be on the dance floor and you see the bitches that come to see. Yo, real talk, when you sitting there with somebody, you literally looking at other people like, that's his bitch. Yo, what? Yo, wait till I go back and tell me. Cause niggas be hyping it and then they got this dusty bitch. Well, I'm saying, listen, if bitch holding you down, hold you down. But it's, niggas, like, they talk about shit like that. So when you got a little pretty bitch come and see you, niggas like, oh, yeah, bro, I see you, little.
Yeah, like, you know.
Now you getting cool points because I can't even see the nigga and all that. Yeah. So
you grace them.
I mean, huh?
You grace them with your presence.
Yeah, and I do, I'm not going to lie, I do, like, It's good conversation. Not for the most, the ones I used to talk to, they good conversation. They'll call. I don't want to write niggas though. I'm a horrible pen pal, and I feel like if you call me, I'm putting money on the phone. Why I gotta write you, my nigga? Like, it's not for real. I wrote in letters and not sent it to the point I'm on the phone with niggas reading my letter to him, like, to from song, take time, thought. Those follow letters be yo, top like the
old school. The old school notes.
That's how I write letters. I'm not even gonna do my still like what, that.
Period.
that's how my letters are. It's always like that. To, from, place, date, time, song, like a child. But it's cute to me. Like, but nah.
That's funny. That's funny. So get on to the height requirement. Why the height requirement?
Because I'm tall. Like,
what's tall?
I'm 5'9".
That's tall.
That is tall.
That's a medium sized girl for me.
Yeah, like that's like men average height type of thing. Taller like technically, men. Yeah. So I just feel like when I was younger, being that I grew at a real young age, when I was younger, like, I used to like short boys because y'all niggas didn't even catch y'all growth spurt yet. So right. It was cool. Once I got older, now niggas gonna quote they a growth spurt, so now I don't gotta like these short niggas, my nigga. I'm good.
So what's the lowest you could go? What's the lowest? 5'9"?
Never, but I'm not fucking with no nigga that's 5'9". You're wildin'.
5'10"?
I'm not fucking with no nigga that got no 5 in his height.
What about 6 foot? Just period?
Yo, real talk, my cutoff is 6'2", but truthfully, like, I'll fuck with a 6 foot nigga. I posted that shit on Instagram, but I had to put disclaimer, 6 foot niggas don't slide in my DM, because I be using that on the reason not to talk to niggas. Like, I'm attracted to height. When I hug somebody and they taller than me, it's a kitty tingler, like, oh, you swaller.
So you want an NBA player?
I mean, no, I don't want them type of problems, but I want a nigga someone with that type height. Of height.
Yeah, okay. You want a pro, or you want a semi-pro NBA player?
Overseas.
Yeah, you want to. Yeah. Okay. What's up, baby?
You know what I'm saying? Hit the little follow.
Yeah, hit the. Came in from Ukraine. What's up, girl? 6'3", I'm a guard.
Yo, 6'3", you not no guard in the game, boy. You short at 6'3" in basketball?
Yeah, it's a guard.
Yeah, it's a guard.
Oh, a guard? He said guard. I'm no, like. No.
You could be a guard. Steph's a guard. He's 6'3".
He only, really?
Yeah. I know he looked like.
I mean, AI's short too.
That's different, though. AI's a dog.
Since we are on the topic of the NBA,
what's up?
It brings me to a point because the NBA kind of makes me think of, I just think of NBA and adultery. So the question becomes.
Hand in hand.
It just does.
Come to territory.
So the question becomes, who cheats more, man or woman? Who do you think?
I think men cheat more.
What about you, Los?
I think women cheat more.
You and cheat the more? Winner is really? Los. Recent studies have shown that women, on average, cheat more than men.
Really?
That's a you fact. Yeah, because y'all don't get caught as much as us either.
Yeah, we don't get caught. Yeah. That's a fact. I'm not saying
way more discreetly.
Yeah.
But when women cheat, like, I feel like it's emotion tied to it.
It depends, though.
Sometimes it could just be for a transaction.
There's some savage bitches out there now. That just
yeah,
facts.
These
new age bitches.
Yeah,
y'all gonna cry yourself to sleep tonight, nigga. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all crying these years, nigga.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
All them years in pain and hurt. Word. Fuck that.
You know what it is? Because it's those girls that get fucking bullied and shit, and they glow up, and then they want to have this revenge on all the other niggas.
Not even only. It don't even have to be like they get bullied. Like, it could be on some. It's just like how niggas dog
them too much sometimes.
Yeah, and they like, yo, I'm not being no nigga doormat. Like, I'm going to do niggas how they do me. Which I'm saying, I respect you. Whatever, the minute, like, but like, what you do.
I think a little bit of PTSD. What I mean by that is, just like,
is.
She'll get with like a new motherfucker.
She's like, I remember that nigga Marcus back in 06.
He started moving like you, and he had like 4 bitches, and whatever the case may be. And all of a sudden, she not even gonna confront dude off of it. She just gonna start doing her own thing. This nigga think that she going to fucking yoga class, and fucking her ass got like 4 relationships.
She getting yogured.
She got 4 relationships. She got a nigga beating her back out.
Downward
dog. She fucking got. Motherfucker,
yeah, nah.
Like a whole fucking slew of shit. And he has no fucking clue.
Yeah, and that's what I think. That women are more discreet about it. Like,
oh yeah,
women can move in a way that men can't. Like, it just like it's crazy.
Once a woman gets cold, a woman gets cold. Motherfucker.
Oh my
niggas.
God.
What?
Oh
that's
my
me.
God.
Ice.
That's
it's
me.
It's like
ice.
Oh, your heart just cut their shit.
Yo, that's me. Low key, that's me. That's definitely me.
You're like you. I feel like you like a type of girl that will block a dude mid conversation. Like,
I'll stop answering. There's a nigga right now. I hope you don't fucking look at this. He's so like, stop. If you look at this, stop hitting my phone. Like, please. I be trying to be nice to niggas or whatever. Like, I be trying to give niggas the driest conversation. Like, I really need to know. Do y'all niggas never be like texting the bitch
taking
and be like, yeah, and then be like, yo, not for nothing. Like, this bitch not even into me like that. Let me chill. Do y'all never just think that?
Depends on what they want.
Yeah, bro, it depends on how thirsty they are.
Yeah,
it depends on how thirsty they are. Because you know what? You deal with somebody like either me or Lowe's, we're both just gonna be like, all right, fuck you.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't got time for this shit.
I'm waiting for this nigga to say, fuck this bitch, because, nigga, okay? Just say fuck me and go ahead.
Listen.
Don't fuck me, but just listen. Say.
Let's put it like this, yo. If you're hitting up Raquel and she's not responding, give you a dry conversation, jump off a bridge. Yeah. Make sure. Listen, the only time she want to hear from you is to make sure you called her when you got to the bottom of that motherfucker.
No, now you shut don't the even fuck up. Call. I'll just get the
You know what?
But she'll get the notification.
I'll assume you're with it.
We're also not condoning or endorsing suicide. So just get that message from that.
Oh, yeah.
He's saying that facetiously.
Facetiously, and it's a figure of speech. Yeah,
you know, PC police out there, you know what I mean?
Ah, fuck y'all. Yeah.
So
all about uncensorship. Kiss my ass.
So what do you think about
bitches,
the Black Men Don't Cheat and the Faithful Black Men movement?
I'm not against it. I'm saying I
Black men don't cheat. We gotta take our oath.
Yeah,
we got
an oath to take.
Nah, we gotta play the mute. We gotta do the boom. We gotta listen. We gotta take the black man oath. We gotta take a picture and say that we black men don't cheat. That's all. We
gotta get a shirt too.
I'm in contact with FB
MA.
MA. Yep. I'm with them. So.
I would wear a shirt. I follow them as well. Even though I believe y'all niggas be cheating, but I just feel like,
can you just put some positive energy?
No. I'm not. I'm all.
What about the black household? You got a black household?
I'm all, but. No niggas be cheating in my household. So it's not a good example.
You had a black household.
They be cheating in that household too.
Black men don't cheat no more. 2019. Yeah. Listen, change the narrative.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely for the movement. Cause at the same time, like I believe that men cheat, but I just feel like I'm not gonna knock you for being like black men. You know what I'm saying? Because it's some that don't cheat, and I'm not them. You know, somebody be like, "Oh, all niggas we is too the
black,
same."
We don't cheat. We black men.
Yeah, facts. We black.
We black men. We don't cheat.
I'm blackity black, and I'm black.
Okay.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Why don't you believe that shit? I don't cheat. Why are you looking at that like that?
I don't know. I'm just
Los don't cheat. We chilling.
Yeah, man. We living, man.
That's what's up.
Why? You know what it is? And this is the problem with black women nowadays. They don't trust us. They don't trust us.
No. Anyway, I'm definitely for the movement.
They don't trust us.
Because, you know, I believe that it's men out here that don't cheat. So who am I to knock men that don't cheat? Because there's a lot of niggas that do cheat. Like, I'm for it. And I want y'all black men to not cheat. So why, if you want black men to not cheat, why, even if they cheat and whatever, why be against the movement, bro? Like, that's what we want. So, promote that shit.
Black
encourage these niggas
don't
to not cheat.
We fighting the cheating devil. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? You got a queen, stay with her.
And I'm fighting side bitches, you heard?
All right, here's a question.
To be the side bitch.
Would you really fight a side bitch?
Yes, I fight everybody.
Why, though?
Because I'm fighting both of them.
Okay.
Because you got the knuckle up.
It depends on the situation, though, to be honest. Like,
hence the ring.
Like, if I peep, like, my dude is cheating on me or some shit, and I happen to speak to the girl. I'm older now, so I'm not hitting up no bitch about no nigga. But if I happen to speak to the girl and she don't know about me, all right, cool. But where I be on some real fighting shit is when you get disrespectful. Because you get bitches that get real disrespectful. I won't fight you over no niggas. I'm not. Because then I'll fuck around not one either. Fuck that nigga, too. You can have a nigga. He cheating on me. He cheat on you, too. Like, that's your problem. Absolutely. But at the same time, like, when you get disrespectful with me, no, I'm a firm believer. I'm a firm believer in thinking that, yes, I'm too old to be fighting. I'm 29 years old. That's a fact. I should not be fighting. I'm a mother. But at the same time, I definitely believe that some people got to understand that you press me any type of way, nah. You not going to think that I'm pussy like that. No. So you got to know. There's consequences
to
your actions.
All that, too.
So, yeah, have you
I'll pull up.
All right, so here's my question. Have you received one of those, hey, listen, woman to woman, this is what someone said.
I have. Like, I was young and dumb. Like, and when I say young, I mean like 2 years ago. But I am older now.
She's
learned. But yeah, I mean, I have received text messages from bitches like that. I mean, when I was younger, I did. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't even know about, like, to be honest, call me off guard. So I was like, what? Like, shorty, ask that nigga. I don't know what you even. But nowadays, I've had people come to me like that. And it'd be on some nigga I don't even fuck with. So.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm looking ahead because I'm looking at the agenda here for the next segment.
Yikes.
That one is aggressive.
Oh, God.
But so, just remember, y'all, black men don't cheat.
Yeah, black men don't cheat. Not. So,
shout white out to men, they might.
Shout out to Lil Duval and Charlamagne Tha God for the song Black Men Don't Cheat.
The oath,
good shit.
The anthem.
You know what I'm saying? Charlamagne has some bars, too.
He does. So
I wasn't really, I really wasn't feeling his voice though. He don't got the.
He has a list, so.
But not even that. Like I wasn't. You know how some people, like some people the have vocal the voice projection.
Yeah, he just don't got
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he don't got that.
But it's weird because he's on radio, which is weird. So.
I feel like I got the voice for rapping though, because I'm aggressive. I feel, if I could rap,
let me hear something. Go ahead.
Like, I can't rap. I can't even write a little bum ass poem.
Nah, but we can get you a writing. You can,
yo, I'm telling you, because I feel like I got the, you know, I got the
vocal projection
to it.
Spit it. Oh.
Y'all ain't about to make me make put
some music. Put a beat on Matt.
Yeah, Matt. Throw something on that real fast.
Yo.
Hold on. Hold on. He about to throw it on. Hold on. Give it a second.
All right. I want to freestyle.
I'm not freestyling. I'm telling you.
What do you want? What you want? You want some?
I'm not.
You know what?
Put on some City Girls.
Nah. Go old school. Go old school, Lil Kim.
I don't know why. I'm not rapping.
I know.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not rapping.
Yeah.
I'm not even rapping somebody else's shit. I bet. Not rapping.
Nah. Put that on. I used to throw it on the.
Put on some Cardi B.
Now we're going on the.
Oh, wait. Talking about Cardi B.
Put on some Cardi. That's my
thing. All right. Hold on. All right. A Cardi instrumental. Sorry about that. Yo, shout out to Matt.
And
shout
out to
Social Media House, LLC. They out here in Deer Park. I give them a shout. They the illest.
Put that money on.
Oh, yeah.
Why y'all really pumping this?
You want the press? Here we go.
Bro, y'all
press. Rod don't need no press.
Oh. All right, there we go.
This is your time to shine.
Nah,
I got
you. Y'all wanna make millions? Y'all ain't about to embarrass me.
You wanna make millions?
Y'all not about to go viral. We're making an ass of myself.
This
y'all
right
about to get
here this is how you
I'm about to make an ass of yourself. I'm right here with you.
No,
y'all gonna get clicks and I'm gonna get laughed at.
No, you're not. But guess what happens?
Dean got bars.
You become a household name.
Yeah, Dean got bars.
And you can turn around. I have a question. Did you know that the motherfucker who stared down Diddy, like at that competition, that singing competition?
Oh yeah.
He's making hand over foot now.
Yeah,
all
day
over
26.
That.
Really?
So listen, do this.
Nah,
let's hear it.
Do this.
Matt, I'm not rapping.
You ready,
press,
Matt?
Press.
All right, hold on.
Rod don't need
don't
no
play
press.
It. What's that next topic?
Nope,
what we talking about?
Press.
What we talking about?
All right, man. All right, yeah, never mind. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, this is the second time this happened to us, man.
Second time.
You know what I'm saying?
Shame. Lowe's told me you are a rapper.
Let me know next time. I guess somebody write me a little something. Write a little something.
I
can give you an exact beat.
I wrote to this.
Make sure my shit is memorized and I'll come back prepared.
Don't worry about it. I'm just laughing over this one because this shit is really going to be funny.
Oh, God.
All right. So for the people who don't know, it's been a couple while for you in the department. You know what I'm saying?
What department?
It's midnight. What the fuck else part of
dumb.
You know what I mean? So talk about the struggles of and the selectiveness of you being celibate and practicing celibacy.
Okay. So like he said, I'm celibate. It's been a year and a half.
Hi, Raquel.
It's been this month makes it a year and a half.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Since December of 2017.
Shit.
And to be honest, the reason I first stop having sex is because I was still messing with my son's father, and he used to do me dirty, right? And I used to be like, real talk, like, and this is some real, ladies, listen to this. This is some real shit. Like, I used to feel like, at a certain point, I realized, like, I don't even, like, this is not the man I want to be with. Like, if I write down the person that I want to be with, he's not that person.
Right.
So at that point, I knew I didn't want to be with him no more, and I felt like he didn't respect me, because obviously, if you respected me, you wouldn't dog me out.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like, I didn't have, because I was still having sex with him, I felt like I didn't have respect for myself.
Still connected to him.
Oh.
Yeah. So I felt like if I had respect for myself, I wouldn't give my body to somebody that I felt in my heart didn't respect me.
Ooh.
So when I dated him, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna stop having, and I was with him for a long time. So I was like, I'm gonna stop having sex and I'm gonna get, like, you know what I'm saying? Know my self-works, my self-worth. I mean, I told you, self-love is the best love.
It
okay,
so, talk about it.
Yo, I'm telling you, because not for nothing, yo, being celibate was probably like one of the best things.
Being celibate?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was one of the best decisions I made because, one, you become so detached from niggas that, yo, because when you having sex with somebody, you cannot want to be with them no more, and you still be fucking them, wasting your time. Your fucking soulmate could have came and dipped out on you, or because you chasing behind this nigga with average dick, you just ain't get better yet, sis. Stop fucking with these average dick niggas because you love them, okay?
Level up.
Level up with these niggas.
That was shots fired.
I mean, at nobody. I'm just saying, no shots fired. It's just so you never know, like, because sex clouds your, like, and love clouds your whole judgment.
Facts.
Because you could not want to be with somebody no more, but then you still fucking with them because you want to have sex with them. Mm. And then you could be fucking with a nigga that dick is not even all that. And because you in love, like, the shit be hitting. And the moment your feelings is subtracted from that, you be laying there like, nigga, you barely tickling the surface. Like, oh my God, what was I doing this whole time?
Thank God that never happened to me. Shake my hand. All
right. What the fuck?
Yo, I'm saying.
Wait, time out. Hold on. We got to reverse. How do you go from something that barely tickles the surface to what love, it was feeling
good? Love, I mean, love, like, add another 3 inches on.
No, but
the devil's a lie. Numbers is numbers,
dude. No, not for nothing.
Did you not see The Black Godfather on Netflix? Numbers is numbers.
What's the numbers?
What are the numbers?
It do change. Because not saying my son father wasn't or doing all of that, because I did love having sex with him, but I loved it more when I was in love with him. When I took the love out of it, to me, it wasn't as good as it was.
I hear you.
Not saying it was whack, because it wasn't whack at all. I just didn't want it as like I did before. Absolutely. I'm just saying in general, because at the same time, just like you think you somebody dick is good, you have better, and then it's like, yo, nigga dick was trash.
So that means that...
That's... Damn.
Put it to you like this. It's y'all fault that she's like this and your shit wasn't
good. Who, the whack dick niggas?
The whack 100s?
It's y'all fault.
It's y'all fault.
If she was celibate, right after fucking with you.
Nah, it wasn't y'all fault. It was my baby father fault when celibate because he used to dog me out. He used to dog me out. It wasn't,
you gonna publicly, not even about sex. Publicly like, declare that?
That he used to dog me out?
I mean, not just that, but it's his fault. If he's watching, he's gonna be like,
"He was the nigga that dogged me out."
He gonna be like, "Oh damn, she aired me out."
I mean, niggas gonna be like, "Who your last nigga? My baby, who else fucked me over, nigga?"
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
So yeah, it's my son's father. Like, I'm saying, it's no, you know, not for nothing. When you get over shit like that, when you get over heartache and all that, like, they don't even, you ain't even pressed off that no more. Real talk, it's a lesson learned. It is what it is. This shit didn't work out.
You got a beautiful kid out of it, so that's a positive thing.
Yeah, and I take ownership of my part, too, because I stayed. Like, we got to take ownership of that, too, because people just be like, oh, yeah, he ain't an ancient nigga, da 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 da. He ain't, and he did dog you out and all that. But, bro, you knew that how many years ago, and you still kept. So I take ownership of that for myself, too, because at the end of the day, I could have bent it, and I didn't. So it's your fault, and it's my fault, because I allowed you to do me grease. So it is what it is.
Flawless victory.
So what is day 367 like?
It's easy now.
Wow. So now dick's not even a thought.
Nah, for real. Huh. It's not like it was. Like, when you first stop having sex, it's hard at first.
I'm like, isn't there like a backup? I feel like for guys it's like a build up. Like, we need to still release.
Well, it's called masturbation still.
I don't do that like that.
I don't want to get into that.
You said you don't do it like that, but it means you still do it. So that
barely
means,
though.
Really?
Barely.
Okay.
Barely. And I don't use toys.
We gotta get to this conversation. Yeah. We have to. Apologize about it. That's what it is.
Did you tell them that we're cousins?
No, I didn't. Okay. So that's my cousin.
So for the record, me and Denzel are cousins. First cousin.
Don't touch me with your nasty ass.
I watched.
The nasty ass.
Or did I?
Nasty ass.
No. Sorry.
Oh, man.
You menace.
So you're just out here just living your best life, doing what you got to do, and just living. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Go ahead, sister.
Yeah, like, in the beginning, it's hard. Yeah. In the beginning, it's hard because it's like a crackhead, right? Like, when you first get off of drugs, you crave it more, you know, and then over time, you start losing urges for it. So in the beginning, like, I wanted it. Like, it was hard. Then it became like a hump where it was super hard. Like, I was horny all the time at work. I'm a sexual person. So I talk about sex and all of that, but I just don't have sex. If somebody talking to me, they don't believe that I'm celibate. To the point I get offended. I'm like, if I'm a hoe or something, like, why the fuck you don't believe? I get offended because niggas really.
I'm ladylike, motherfucker. I got you.
What? Shut up. You lying. I'm like, I'm lying. So
why I gotta be lying?
Like, word. Yeah. But if some little librarian bitch told you that, you would be like, oh, word. That's what's up. Like, but my.
my ratchet ass.
The same reaction. Like,
I was like, oh, okay. With me, they like, yeah, this bitch lying. This bitch lying. And I'm like, no, it's real. Like, because once you go over that hump, like, it gets easier.
Literally.
It gets easier.
once you get over the lack of hump. Yeah.
It gets easier. At first it was about self-love. Now I love myself. It is what it is. The reason that I still haven't done it is because I don't...
It might compromise you at this point.
It will. But I don't fuck with somebody... I don't fuck with nobody seriously. Like, people don't really keep catch my attention.
Because your conversation is dry as fuck and you're doing it on purpose. Stop hitting her up got her DMs.
So let's do
motherfuckers.
No, we're going to put them over. So what is...
Who over? She don't like none of them niggas.
The guy that she wants, I'm saying that. The guy that she wants.
She ain't see that nigga yet.
But she...
I mean, and...
In your perfect world, is a hood nigga, but not too hood. 6'2" and taller.
6 feet if he long and strong.
All right, come on.
Okay.
I'll take 6 feet if you... I'll take 6 feet if you 6'2" standing on your head. All right, okay?
See, this is what we doing here? Anywho.
That's another reason why I don't fuck with people too, to be honest. I would have been had sex. At first it was a self-love thing. Now it's like, at first I wasn't ready to lose it yet. Once I hit the year, I'm like, okay. Like, once it came 2019, I'm like, you know, bust like, I could use it. Or I could lose it. Like, real talk, if I find a nigga and I want to give it up, I'm going to give it up. But at the same time, like, okay, so the whole time I was celibate. Okay, when I'm celibate, I mean celibate in my hole. that one.
Okay.
You should be a goddamn shitty yourself.
Okay. I was actually going to ask that question eventually, but I'm glad you got
like,
okay.
Truthfully, like, there is this dude. There is this dude that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
not the one who's texting that she's not answering.
Yeah, no, not that nigga. Like, definitely not that nigga. I don't even see that nigga, so not that nigga. But I do, like, you know what I'm saying? Damn, it's a little awkward.
We're here now. So continue.
I do like give dude head like
fellatio.
Yeah, okay. A lot too, to the point where
just say it, man. Fuck it, whatever. You suck.
Yeah, I do swallow his dick and ball every now and again.
I ain't say all that.
Since it's midnight.
Yo, what y'all don't see, people, is Matt just sent the smiley face at this motherfucker. Oh, shit. Shout out Social Media House, LLC, out here in Deer Park. Of course, from the Deer Park, LLRR.
Yo, son. Matt's like, go on.
Tell me more. What else do you do? Can you show me?
No, there's gonna be no Jill Scott over here, right?
No.
Actually, you know what? Can we put some Jill Scott on? Actually, I think you should show.
My parents would be like, "Why'd your cousin out here?
I know, right?
Running
amok. Like, why did you bring
running amok?"
I am the wild, like, I'm like the black sheep, low key, the black sheep of the family. I'm the wild child of all my other, even though I'm a girl, like, even through amongst the boys and the girls, like, I am that one.
Yeah, because you're crazy.
And I'm blunt. Like, yeah. I speak my mind.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So the nigga, that dick I swallow, he has a really big dick.
Come on.
It's midnight. He has a really like big ass dick. So because he has this big ass dick, like not for nothing, like he fucked up my dick star. Like to the point where like I feel like I don't like if somebody has like an average size big dick,
small.
I don't know what it is. Like real talk, if somebody sent me a dick pic right now and I'm a little confused, I'll send it to my bitches like is this big? Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'm so mind fucked by this big dick ass nigga. Like I'm like, all I know is horse. This horse nigga dick. Like that's it. I don't know where the blurred line is from horse to human. I don't know. So because of that, like if a nigga got it, I'm sorry, I'm too old to be I've been celibate for a year and a half and I'm just too old to be fucking.
So I have a question. So why aren't you just gonna just do it with Mr. Horse?
Okay. So at first I wasn't ready. Now I would just do it. Like, real talk, I think
I just put a thought in her head.
The thought has been there because he's tried. Like, he's tried.
It just didn't work.
So it just didn't happen.
Rob, you know. I know you want this.
Word. Like, to the point, nigga, well, one time he even asked me, like, yo, why you don't want to fuck? And it's not that I don't want, at the time, like, I just wasn't ready yet. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't feel like it was time, like, yet. And I'm all about timing. And I feel like if you just press the issue when it's not supposed to be pressed yet, like, yeah, you could fuck it up. So I was just like, I'm cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? You getting your dick, so I'm cool with sucking your dick. Like, who's complaining? Like, I be going out partying and be drunk. And I'm like, where you at? So, yeah, like, who's complaining?
I honestly never really thought that we could get any raunchier than this.
This is here good, we are.
This is what Black and Red Midnight is. This is here we shit.
Are. There are freaky celibate girls.
Yeah, apparently they are. And if you're celibate, doesn't mean you don't have to be, you know what I mean? You could do something. Yeah.
Hey.
You can still do something.
Just like a nigga say, the mouth still work, right? Your mouth still works, sis.
Go ahead now.
But learn how to do it, sis.
Oh, God. Any tips for them?
And niggas, too. It is a tip. Let me tell you a tip for it. For real, for real. How to get... earmuffs.
I already got them on.
men like wet, sloppy head, sis. So what you need to do to get that thing extra wet is put the dick to the back of your mouth, okay? It will your mouth will produce saliva, okay? Even if you can't take it and you feel like you want to gag, just tap it back there a couple of times. If you tap it back, the mouth is going to automatically do its part. So boom, you don't even got to... Like, no, because when you do that it's gonna that shit that's gonna be that white powder dust. Like, no, when you hit the back of your mouth, the spit be potent, like that thing be thick. You heard? Like, to the point when you come off it, it's still attached. Like, that's they love that shit. They love that shit.
On that note, this is Berry Gang Dean. That's Berry Gang Los. And guess what? I know you motherfuckers know who that is. If you don't, that is Raw _ B _ Knowing, aka Raquel. This is Black of the Berry Midnight, and we are out, bitches. Oh, and bitches, make sure you try that.
I'm telling you. Hit me up. I'm telling you. It worked. I'm telling you, sis.
Sex education.
You know what? Black of the Berry. I teach you. Hit me up. Slide in my DM. I teach you a couple things. Not niggas. Not slide in my DM. But bitches, slide in my DM. I definitely give you a couple pointers.
Oh, wow. Shit. All right.
You're welcome.
We're out. Oh, shit. There was no better way to end that.